A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7's Live Talk coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, March 11th, 2021. I am your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga. Welcome to our women's segment, the Women's Roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. Today we are discussing COVID-19 and other women-related issues, with the Minister of Health saying, as of yesterday, Zimbabwe had 36,341 confirmed cases, including 33,953 recoveries and 1,489 deaths. To date, a total of 35,901 frontline workers have been vaccinated.
And this follows 20 new cases and zero deaths, which is good news. And 140 vaccinations of the Sinopharm vaccine by yesterday, according to the Minister of Health, the figures released yesterday.
And additionally, Cabinet has approved the start of the second phase of COVID-19 vaccination exercise and has urged companies intending to buy vaccines for their employees to procure only those that are registered in Zimbabwe.
The Medicines Control Authority of Zimbabwe has approved the use of Sinopharm and Sinovac from China, Covanix from India, and Russia's Sputnik V for use in the country.
And 2 weeks ago, government launched a nationwide COVID-19 vaccination program targeting frontline workers after receiving a donation of 200,000 doses of Sinopharm vaccine from China.
And today, the frontline workers are covered in the first phase of this program, while vulnerable groups, amongst them people living with chronic illnesses such as cancer, tuberculosis and diabetes patients, are covered in the second phase, which has now started in the country.
Yes, and Zimbabwe aims to vaccinate 10 million of its people, which represents 60% of the country's population, and which health officials say will achieve herd immunity to stop the uncontrolled spread of the virus.
And on top of the COVID-19 situation, we'll also be discussing all other issues affecting women, with the world having commemorated the International Women's Day last week. What are your views on the issue? And right now, let's go over to South Africa and see how their COVID-19 vaccination program is going on. We have a report from Anita Power, our VOA reporter in South Africa.
What a difference a year makes in the life of a pandemic. But in Africa, what a difference a week makes. In recent weeks, as Africa prepared to mark the milestone of a year since the virus made landfall, millions of long-awaited vaccine doses finally began to rain upon the continent. Many were provided by the global COVAX facility, which provides vaccines to lower-income countries. That, officials say, has flipped this tale from one of despair to one of hope. And to South African President Cyril Ramaphosa, Africa had a hand in turning the tide.
South Africa's scientists and research institutions have made an important contribution to these efforts and have contributed to global knowledge about the disease, including on the emergence of new variants. And in this regard, our scientists, who we should be proud of, have really led the way and they are recognized globally.
In the Democratic Republic of Congo, the largest country in sub-Saharan Africa, officials this month received their first delivery of 1.7 million vaccines through COVAX. Village Reach, an aid organization that focuses on remote, rural, low-income countries, has been working to help that population. Their DRC country director told VOA that while African nations appear to have a lower proportion of confirmed cases and deaths, the pandemic has still hit hard here.
Africa, yes, we are also affected as the rest of the world in different proportions, but we have to continue to protect ourselves through all the protective measures, but also we have to get vaccinated so that we are all protected.
Dr. Richard Lessels, one of South Africa's top viral researchers, says the continent's largest vaccine drive in South Africa looks promising after fits and starts. Last month, South African authorities suddenly reversed course after receiving 1 million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine, which researchers found to be less effective against the new variant that accounts for the majority of the nation's new cases. South Africa quickly switched to the Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson vaccines, but the process still delayed the vaccination campaign. Lessa says that as the continent stares down this anniversary, it means one thing, time.
I think only time will tell once we get beyond that first priority group of the healthcare workers and start delivering it to the other vulnerable groups within the population. We'll then get a much better sense of how we're doing here in South Africa.
So what is year two of the pandemic going to look like in Africa? On this, everyone seems to agree. Busy. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
Yebo ke umfanekiso lowo oqotshiweyo ke ubusitshengisa ukwenzakala kwele South Africa ngohlelo lwabo lokuhlaba ijekiseni le lomuthi wokuvikela i-COVID-19. Sibonile ke bekhuluma lapho umongameli we-South Africa labanye abezempilo kahle. Lapho ke udaba isilethulelwe ngenye intathela izindaba yakhonapha VOA ye-Voice of America u-Anita Powell. Simbonga ke ngokwenza njalo. Hayi ke kulabo abasanda ukusixhuma ke lamhlanje sicubungula udaba lwe-COVID-19 lokunye okuthiyeneyo. Sikhangela ke ukuthi lamhlanje ugatsha olubona ngezempila kahle luthi sokulabantu abahlaselwa ileli gcikwane abazinkulungwane ezedlula abachumi ayisithupha i-36,341 kodwa abanye ke sebasila abaningi bakhona. Kukanti ke asebabulawa ileli gcikwane selokhu laqhamukayo ngomnyaka odluleyo bedlula inkulungwane eyodwa i-1,400. Kodwa ke siyabona ukuthi kulabanye asebejoviwe ke umuthi lowo okwenqabela i-COVID-19 bona ke singathi ilabo abasebenza imisebenzi engabathelela leli gcikwane malula ama-frontline workers ke besebe yi-35,901 esingathi ke baphosa befike inkulungwane ezingamachumi amathathu lamakhulu ayisithupha. Siyabona njalo ke ukuthi idale le-cabinet selivumile ukuthi kusetshenziswe amanye njalo amajekiseni awe-vaccination avela kwele-China lele-India. Njalo siyabona ukuthi uhlelo lokujova labo abasebenza kwezempila kahle labanye solugqitshiwe sokungena kuhlandla lesibili. Lokho akutsho ukuthi labana abanye abaseyi kuhlatshwa labo baqhubeka besenze njalo. Kodwa sokujule kulabo abakuhlandla lesibili. Siyabona ukuthi uhlelo lolonyake luqaliswe ngamaviki amabili edluleyo ngeSinopharm. Njalo iZimbabwe ifuna ke ukuthi kuhlatshwe abantu abedlula ke izigidi ezilichumi i-10 million. Phezu kwalolu daba ke sizake sixoxe ke ngokuphathelane lo labesifazana lentuthuko yabo. Sibona ukuthi nje bekukhangelwe ilanga le International Women's Day ngeviki ephelileyo. Yikho ke sizabe sikhangela sibonile ke ukuthi umphathi ntambo obona ngeziphathelane labesifazana lamabhizimusi amancane unkosikazi Sithembiso Nyoni uthe yena abesifazana batshengisa ukuthi labo baletha umahluko kuntuthuko elizweni ngenhlelo zabo. Njalo wachayela ihlombe abesifazana abasebenza enhlanganisweni ezithiyeneyo esithi sebalethe okuningi ukuthuthuka kwabesifazana kanye lokubaxwayisa. Kodwa uthe kuyadanisa ukuthi kulodlakela ezindlini i-domestic violence abantu bevalelwe lapho ezindlini. Njalo wakhuthaza abesifazana ukuthi uhulumende uyabakhuthaza kakhulu ukuthi labo bephatheke kwezombusazwe. Yikho ke lokhu esiyabe sikuhlaziya lamuhla sile ngcwethi zethu labalaleli. Lawe nje ungasilandela kukhasi lethu le-Facebook u-VOA Ndebele uchiye umbono wakho kumbe inombolo yakho sizakutshayela ucingo sixoxe lawe. Marvelous.
Aiwakumawa vachangu bakupinda muchirongwa chedu chemadzimai tinokuchingamidza ine mufaro. Tichipenderera mberi tichitarisa pamusoro pedenda re-COVID-19. Apo tanga tirikubva kuona i-video iri kubva kuSouth Africa iri kutaura iyo mamiriro akaita zvinhu panyaya yenhomba dziri kubayiwa munyika iyoyo. Taona mutungamiriri weSouth Africa vaCyril Ramaphosa vachibayiwawo nhomba yeikoko, uyezve tinoziva kuti muZimbabwe chirongwa ichi chakatotanga takaona vakonstantino chivenga vachiwanikwa ivo vachibayiwawo nhomba iyi parizvino tinoona kuti zimbabwe ine vanhu vanosvika ivo 36,341 vakabatwa ivo nedenda recovid-19 tichitarisa kuti pane vanhu vakabatwa nedenda iri asi vakawanikwa vachiri kunda vari kusvika pa33,953 kwozotarisawo vamwewo vakawanikwawo vachibatwa nedenda iri rikavakurira vakashaya ava vanosvika pa14389 tinotarisa zvakare kuti chirongwa chekubaya nhomba yakabva kuchina yesinopharm parizvino chawanikwa icho chichibayiwa vanhu vanosvika 35,901 vanosanganisira ivo vana mukoti vana chiremba vanotora nhau nevamwewo vanoshanda neveruzhinji tinoona kuti parizvino chirongwa chesecond phase chakutarisirwa kutanga munyika uyezve zimbabwe inoti iyo parizvino yakange yapiwa iyo 200,000 madoses enhomba yesinopharm vaccine uyezve mumavhiki iwayo ari kutevera vakatarisira kunge vaine dzimwe nhomba dzinobvawo kune dzimwe nyika dzichawanikwa idzo dzichishandiswa munyika kubaya nyanya pafase 2 vari kutaura ivo kuti vanhu vanenge vane zvirwere zvakadai secancer tb nediabetes nezvimwewo nevamwe vemuzvikoro sekutaura kwakaita vanoona ivo nezvekufambiswa kwemashoko muhurumende amai Monica Muchangwa vachitaura nesu nemusi wechitatu nemusi wechishanu wapfuura vachitaura ivo kuti ivo nevamwewo vanosanganisira mutungamiri wenyika vaemarson Mnangagwa vakatarisirwa kunge vachibayiwawo nhomba pafase 2 yatotanga parizvino saka tichange takatarisa kuti zvii zvichange zviri kubuda ikoko tichange zvakare tichitaura nevamwe nyanzvi pamusoro pemamiriro akaita zvinhu panyaya yemadzimai kuti vari kusangana nei panguva ino yecovid-19 uyezve kuti avo vaakudzokera kuzvikoro kwakamira sei kuzvikoro nyanya vasikana vechidiki nevamwewo saka ndo zvatichange tiri kutarisa ipo pano uyezve tichange tiine vanyarikani vachauya pano vachizeya nesu sa
yebo ke kuyezwakala marvelous would like to welcome our first guest Councillor Sinikiwe Mutanda of Ward 10 in Tumbane. She is the chairperson of the health committee in the Bulawayo City Council. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo. Yeah, ntemba basamfaka lapha ecingweni uCouncillor Sinikiwe Mutanda umgcini sihlalo wekomiti yebona ngezempila kahle kuCouncil yakoBulawayo uzabe sichazela ke layo okunye okuphathelane lezempila kahle labesifazana kulelo dolobho njengoba phela emela abantu lapho kuwadi yakhe siyakwamukela kuhlelo. Hayi sizake sibone ke ukuthi kuhamba njani lapho ongasabuyanga ke kuhlelo kodwa siyabona ukuthi yebo usungizwa kulungile yebo ke sikhona ke njalo futhi umlaleli wethu osithumele umbiko lapho wathi mina umbono wami ngeCovid ngibona sengathi umdali ubefuna ukukhomba abantu ukuthi kusalawula yena mina lesehlakalo singenze ngasondelana lomdali yiwo ke umbiko esiwuthola kumlaleli wethu ekhasini lethu leFacebook uSabelo Khumalo marvelous
I want to know what tine munyarikani wedu wekutsanga amai Eva Knight Munando vanova ivo vanoshanda nemasangano maviri parizvino regai tiende kwavari tinzwe kuti vari kushanda nemasangano api uyezve kuti zvii zviri kusangana nemadzimai panguva ino yecovid-19 tinokuchingamidza ipachirongwa
tinotenda makadiko edu pamuri kose ikoko asiaeka Eva Knight Munando inofara kuva pachirongwa chino mazvika henyu
ehe motitaurawo masangano amakamirira muzuva ranhasi nekuti tinoona kuti munopfeka mabhachi maviri
zvakanaka aiwa muzuva ranhasi ndakamirira sangano revadzidzi vechidiki avo vari kumakoreji nekumayunivhesiti refimal student network trust uyezve minobatazve nesangano rewomens coalition of zimbabwe iri ndosangano guru rinoona nezvekodzero dzemadzimai muno muzimbabwe asi iri refimal student network rakanyanya kutarisa nekodzero dzevana vasikana vechidiki vatinotiwo mayoung women avo vari kumakoreji vari kuita dzidzo yepamusoro saka tinotarisa nyaya dzekodzero dzavo kugarisana kwakanaka kana vari kudzidza imomo uyezi mkana ya kainza na pakatipao ni wakumana wano jiza nao kameze uche utunga miriri je utunga miriri iko kukushikore koko uyezi tunotarisa o kutipanya ya mkana yezi kushandisa like taka tatanya eno the sexual and reproductive health and rights kukodzere zinendera na ne utano hao yezi wano kwanisa kushandisa sema zimai HBT uyezi kuti wari kuzuwana here kana wari kuzuwana zengu kwanisika here kuti wachishikwanisa kuzitenga saka tinotarisa taka uyezi ne kodzere zao kuti kodzere zao wari kukwanisa kuzigamchira here uyezi ziri kugamchirwa here yewa tunga niliri wezikoro kwa wano zidza kwa kasi ya siyana wanasikana watirotanda nao mumakori jine maenzisi ya arumuno mzimbabwe taka nangana na nema provinzi yu ayo gumi emuno mzimbabwe kiliko kwese kwa kutia katiki kira ninika njitimu zira watana wakutu wanga wame madimai imangu anakana kuti anasi ane umare huku kwa nisa huku wame chikamu panyaje upumi panyaje matonge wenyika panyaje budiri emuno mzimbabwe
Sini ipapo zviza muri kuona zvinyanya kutarisana ne madzimai wa HDK muzvikoro nekuti ndambonzwa mushauro kuti vamwe vakadzokera kuzvikoro asi vamwe vachiri vari kumba zviza vari kutarisana nazvo pari zvino
regai nditanga ne vakadzokera kuchikoro vakadzokera kuchikoro ava vakadzokera kunonyora bvunzo dzavo ndo vakadzokera bedzi panguva ine yandiri kutaura neni saka vana ava ndinoona sekuti dambudziko ravakasangana naro rekutanga akabata mwoyo yedu inyaya yezvekufambisa kana sekuti panguva yavanodzokera ndo panovhurwa mafambiro enyore emuno muzimbabwe apo tichitarisa nedenda recovid-19 riro raitungira kuti vanhu ava kukwanisa kufamba famba asi pavanonovhurirwa kuti ngavachidzokera kunonyora ndo pachanga panga pavhurwa mafambiro akanaka vanhu vakufamba pazviri pachena saka rakanga riri dishi dishi panguva iyoyo nekuti munhu wese akanga akunzwa kuti ndasununguka pakufamba rebhaindiyeyi uyezve tikatarisa nyaya dzemari yezvikoro ndinoda kutenda mutungamiriri kana kuti minister vanoona nezvedzidzo kuti vakabva vasimbisa nyaya iyoyo kuti hapana anokwidza mutengo wemari yekudzidza kana tisati tagara pasi taona kuti zvinofamba sei asi ndinoona sekuti mari yekunoshandisa vari ikoko kuzvikoro ende uyezve hazvirevi kuti kana vakanzi mari yefees haisi kukwira zvinoreva kuti vanga vasingabhadhari pakunobhadhara ipapo tinoona kuti vabereki vazhinji vainobhadhara mari idzodzo vabereki vanga vakavharirwazve vasingaendi kumabasa saka vazhinji vacho vamwe vakatadzawo kudzokera kunobhadhara mari idzodzo uyezve zvakakanganisa vana pakunonyora bvunzo yavo pakushungurudzika kuti kozvino mari yowani kwakupi uyezve kune vasati vadzokera vari kutarisira kudzokera munguva chipupi iri kuteera vana ava vari kushushikana nenyaya yekuti zvino vamwe vari kutiri kutonzi chidzidzai online hasati vakubvumidzwa kuenda vakawanda ende vari kubvumidzwa kuenda kuchikoro kwacho nyaya yezvekushandisira ndinoona sekuti mafizi anga asiri kubhadharwa anoita kuti iwo makorichi edu aya akwanise kushanda zvichienda mberi saka kana anga akavharwa mari dzacho dzichiri kubudawo kubva kuvana ava vakatarisira kuti vabhadhare mafizi aya zvinodzoka zvoremera izvozvo zvikoro zvavanonodzidza nenyaya yekuti nyaya dzekudya pekugara zveshandisiro zviri kutarisirwa nehurumende yezimbabwe kuti pakudzivirira dendero recovid-19 zvikoro zvakasungirwa kunge zvinde zvakakwana zvekudzivirira denda revana inoona sekuti iroro idambudziko ravari kutyira kuti zvino tichanosvikowana zvakakwana here nekuti pamazuva mapfupi kana kuti mushure umo ichicherechedza vana vakasvikotarisana nematambudziko akati wandei vachiona zvikwanisiro nezvishandisiro izvi zvisiko zvinova zvinoshungurudza vana nekutya kwekupararira kwedenda iroro recovid-19 saka matambudziko aya ari kunetsa vana uyezve tine dambudziko rekuti vana vamwe panguva iyoyi yanga yakawanda zvakanyanya iyo kuti vanga vasingaendi kuchikoro vamwe vanga vakudzimba ava kutoita mabasa emisha kuchiverenga kuya kune vari kunonyora bvunzo dzavo dzekupedzisira vana ava vaishungurudzika vachiti kozvino tinononyora chii takanga tingori kumba tichisuka nekubika nekuchengeta varwere mudzimba tichinotsvaga mvura tichinotsvaga homi vari kumamisha nekusakura yanga yanguva yekurima ino iyi saka idambudziko rekuti vakasarira mumashure
nevavo amai munhando tichadzoka kwamuri regai timbobatai muromo kuitira kuti titore vamwe vanyarikani vedu vari pano ndichadzoka kwamuri tichienderera mberi batai makadaro
Yebo ke siyabonga mavela silapho besizwa ke unkosikazi Evanice Munondo owenhlanganiso Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe sizathi ke silichasisela okuningi abexoxa ngakho kuphathelane labesifazana labantwana besikolo singenzi njalo sizathatha omnye njalo umhlonitsha wethu njengokulitshela kwami ekuqaleni kodwa sehluleka ukuba laye uCounselor Sinikiwe Mutanda wentumbane kobulawayo siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Ngiyabonga njani bonke abalalela kahle.
Yebo nithemba bathabuka ukuzwa abantu. Yese sicela njengokutsho kwethu ngaphambilini sicubungula ke lamhla kuphathelane lamalungelo abesifazana kanye legcikwane le-COVID-19. Umomo unjani kathesi ewadini yakho kathesi sesibona ukuthi ngulabantwana ababuyela esikolo kulo mkhuhlane we-COVID-19 kuhlezwe njani lapha ezindlini?
Ngiyabonga. Engingakutsho ngamafithane ukuthi isimo ikakhulu sikhangelane nabantu abesifazane ewadini kumbe ngathi kulawayo yonke ejikelele asosimo yisimo esingamhlanga kakhulu ikakhulu in terms of ukuthi abantwana kuthiwa sebebuyela ezikolo lekuhlaleni khona lapho bengananzelela in terms of ukufunda kwakhona. Khathesi abantwana bahlala isikhathi bengayo esikolo in terms of i-transport ukuhamba kwabo ngifinde ukuthi i-transport eyinye yesibili have ama-Zipco buses but i-transport eningi they are charging at ngama-foreign currency of which kuyenza ukuthi kube nzima because abazali abaningi ngabazali abazithengiselayo and bona laba abalutshwana abasebenzayo abatholi yona leyo i-foreign currency. And also enye i-challenge ebikhona kakhulu emakhaya ukuthi abazali bebehlezi phansi endabeni zokubhadala ama-school fees endabeni zokuthi benike abantwana ukuthi baye esikolo konke khona lokhu bekuyi-challenge because of ama-lockdown ekade ikhona phakathi kokuhlala kwethu esigabeni ngoba sina sinanzelela kukhwele yonke into in terms of ifuel. Ifuel ingave likhwele konke kuse kukhwele intengo zakho konke kuse kukhuphuke. Nezikolo ngikhuluma nje ezinye izikolo zikhwelile ama-school fees akhwelile lanxa singamanje nokunye but i-school fees noma singathi simile but in terms of ama-levies and everything ezikolo kukhwelile. And also kule ndaba yena le ukuthi izikolo zivuliwe kumele abantwana bebe namamaski kumele babe nama-sanitizers nalawa khona okungangokuthi kuyi-challenge ikakhulu kubazali ukuthi banelisi ukuthi asithi yini umama olabantwana maybe abangu-4 bonke kumele bathenge lama-sanitizer kumele babe namamaski ingxenye esengatri-3 nxa engawatshwayo nxa engasiwo lawa awatshwayo ushanje sekumele ukuthi ngelanga antshintshe phose maybe ingxenye kathathu ngelanga. So ukuba i-challenge esenkulu kakhulu ikakhulu kulawo kuwatshwayo akula isimo sibi in terms of ukuthenga amasepu ukuthi abantu bekwanise ukuthi bewatshe wona lawo ama-maski wona nawo. And also engingakhuluma ngakho yindaba yamanzi ukuthi like njengobulawayo asikabuyeli kunomaw ukuthi sithole amanzi njengemfanele ukuthi siwathole njani lokho futhi sekuwater shedding. So uyabona ukuthi isimo sangikhona sona leso siyabe singagcizanga umuntu wesifazane. And endabeni zokuthengisa abantu engikhona bengathi basaqala ukuthi besikume sithi ukuthi bayathengisa ngoba phose ngingathi i-half of i-population yethu ngabantu abaphila ngokuzisebenza ngabantu abaphila ngokuthengisa. So abantu lokhu besacathula. So isimo sangikhona engingakutsho ngamafithane ukuthi yisimo esingakabi ngihlanga kangako kwizakhamizi and kukakhulu kumuntu ongumama owesifazane.
Yebo. Yebo, kuyezwakala. Siza kunika ke ithuba lokuthi uqhubekele phambili ke ngoba ukutsho njalo kunenge okunye sifuna ukukubuza khona okulandelayo. Ngakho ube ulokhu ubambile khonapho ecingweni ungayikhatshana. Siqale sithathe umlaleli. Siyakwamukela ecingweni Golide.
Yebo, linjani?
Yebo siyathaba ukuxoxa lawe lapha ecingweni silo Mthobi Thi Golide une wethu yena use South Africa yebo ke ekhaya kodwa kuvele kungathi
ekhaya kuse Flabosi ma
yebo ke ungaphosa elakho lamhlanje sixoxa ke ngokunengi okuphathelane ke labesifazana le COVID-19 lomuntu wonke nje
yeah mina bengimphawule khona lapho ikakhulu ukumayelana ne COVID.
Mhm.
Ngithi isimo esike sabhekana naso besinzima but kusona kuyisimo esingajwayeleki kodwa into eke yenzeka eminyakeni iningi lethu lingabi khona nje. Siyakhumbula nje besisizwa nathi abadala sikhula lapho bethi kube kwaba ne-freezer uko 1918. Basithatha ukubheka nje into efanayo ukuthi isimo nje kumele abantu behlale besigadile ukuthi singenzeka noma yinini. Ngoba manje into esibe abusala abantu abaningi besi asange sakwazi ukuthi sibe le income engenayo kade singaya. So isifundisile lento ukuthi ma umuntu nje uhlala nje usebenza noma usebenza uhlala ugadile ukuthi any noma yinini noma yisithi isikhathi kusangenzeka noma yini.
Yebo ke siyabona njalo ukuthi khona ngapha kwele South Africa enye imigoqo siyeke thiwe eyokwenqabela i-COVID-19 abantu sebehamba-hamba. Impilo isingcono yini abantu sebengaziphandela njalo?
Ya, isuke since uqalile manje bafaka ku-level 1, hayi impilo ngathi iyabuyela iyaba normal. Abantu abaningi bayabuyela emsebenzini. Bayiva nje kuseni i-traffic asafani nalezi nsuku ezileyo ukuthi ukuhamba nje ama-essential worker kuphela. Manje sokubonakala ukuthi in the next 3 months or 6 months, hayi isimo ma ungadistanga wabuya maybe third wave something, isimo sizobe sesibuyele nje ku-normal circumstances.
Yebo ke hayi sibongileke ukuxoxa lawe ecingweni Mnumzana Mthobi Thi Golide khona ngapho kwele South Africa. Marvelous, there our caller was weighing in on the COVID-19 pandemic and saying following the easing of some restrictions of lockdown there in South Africa, even Zimbabweans, they are able to, you know, fend for themselves as most of them are self-employed. Over to you.
Thank you, sir. For children's work, I've been telling you that the child of evil, where it is South Africa, we are in the restrictions, ambo simu jwa, wanu wako mboeza kutiza bate apo ni apo. Asi, tinemwa mterewe ni wakutanga amai moyo. Tino kuchinga miza ya mchirongwa amai moyo.
Agadiko, ne materewe wasewe Studio 7.
Aye waisi studio wadi ya nitewa kufungwa zenyu pa msoro Kenya ya COVID-19 kana shumoja muru kuona iko kwa South Africa.
Kuna ku South Africa iri kudzikira hayo COVID ye iri kudzikira uyezve tinotenda kuti izvoni nekusunungurwa kwamboitwa zvino vanhu vakumboenda kumabasa but mabasa mazhinji akapera bhozi vazhinji havachasikuenda kubasa. Asi kuti chinhu chiri kuti nyaya kutishungudza ndechekuti vanhu izvozvi vakuita kunge iyo korona iyi yatopera zvamuchose. Vanhu havachapfeki mamask, vanhu vakungopfeka mamask kana achipinda mutaxi just because mutaxi vanhu vano driver anoti hausi kupinda usina mask, kana kuti mushop havatenderi munhu asina mask. But muruzhinji meso umu haiwa vanhu vari kungofamba.
Kupanya iye nomba yeCOVID-19 yati yasvika here kwamuri ikoko?
Nyaya yenhomba yeCOVID-19 iri kungobayiwa vanoshanda kuhealth yavo, ndo vari kutanga kubayiwa. Ikune rumwe ruzhinji urwo hausati, asi muno matiri muno mupitori munomu vari kutoti izvoni vatobaya vazhinji, vabayiwa vanoshanda muzvipatara. But ruzhinji urwo aiwa harusati.
Ko mamwe matambudziko amuri kusangana nawo semadzimai ndeap muchiita muchipimbo tiko vamwe mukana?
Matambudziko atiri kusangana nawo semadzimai isu inyaya yokuti munoona kana sekupera kwakaita mabasa mukati medzimba umu, varume vemazuva ano havachafariri vakadzi vasingashandi. Saka basa richinge rapera manje mumba mune musinga chachinonyatso kugarika zvakanaka, vane unotoona nesituation tichiona nevamwe vakadzi vane vachiuyawo kumainbox vachitaura nesu kuti nokuda kwokuti haachashandi murume wako mubata neseri kweruoko.
Aiwa maisabasa tokusakana nemi kune zvimwe zvirongwa. Muve nezuva rakanaka.
Tinotenda. Musare zvakanaka nevateereri vose.
Okay, bye-bye. So we're hearing there from Mrs. Moyo in South Africa. She's echoing what our last caller was saying. But she's saying that her biggest concern is that now people seem to be ignoring putting on their mask. They are chinning the mask and then put it on only when they are going into a taxi or into a store. And then she says one of the biggest things that she has seen is also the issue of, you know, like a lot of problems within households, because some men have lost their jobs, some women have lost their jobs. So she's saying there are a lot of marital problems within the homes during this COVID-19. And then I asked about the COVID-19 vaccine. So she says, yes, she's heard about it in Pretoria, but now it's being administered only to healthcare workers. Over to you.
Yebo ke siyabonga Mavelas lapho ke besizwa umnye umlaleli wethu Mrs Moyo kwele South Africa ke laye ekhuluma ngeziphathelane le COVID-19 lokuthi sokuletha ukungahlalikiseki lapha ezindlini and weighing on what Mrs Moyo said we heard the Women's Affairs Minister Thembiso Nyoni saying that she's concerned over the increase of domestic violence during the COVID-19-induced lockdown. So the government is also concerned about what's going on. And coming to you, Councillor Mtanda, what can you say about the domestic violence during this lockdown? What have you seen as councillors?
Thank you so much. Actually, what I can simply say is that I've seen the numbers of domestic violence increasing a lot. As I speak right now, I think today I had two cases in a situation whereby two women were coming to withdraw their cases against their husbands. So just imagine and just think of it with how many women out there who are not, who don't even go to report their cases. So the cases of domestic ECPV, they are getting high almost each and every day. And on top of that, I think the situation has been also, you know, a situation whereby most of the women, they don't have anything to do. They just depend on their husband. And also, the issue of early pregnancies, especially to a girl child, I think it's the numbers they are increasing, and they've even increased a lot during this lockdown, the COVID pandemic situation which we're in. So actually, the situation is a little bit expensive, especially for a girl child and this situation. And as I have said some other time, that even the men themselves, they have those same problems, but we cannot convey it to women.
Yes, and going back there, yes. Where you said to just today two women came to report their cases, what do you do as counselors? How do you help them advance their cases or try to resolve them?
Actually, usually as a counselor, I just encourage them to help something to do, something like maybe to look for a job or maybe to do some business of some kind. Because if you depend on your men, it won't be easy. And actually, even you cannot even do anything for yourself. So at the end of the day, you need to stand on your own. You need to stand firm, and you need to have your own confidence that you can do anything on your own. So usually what we do is just encourage women so that they can do anything.
Yes, but do they report these cases to the police if there was any violence involved?
Yes, they do. Actually, that's what I was saying. They go to the police, to a police camp to report. So actually, they go and report, but later on they come to withdraw their cases. So if they are withdrawing their cases, that's when they come in to us as counselors, so that we certify their affidavit that they won't reopen the case once they withdraw the case from the police. So that's how we come to know that there are cases that are being withdrawn from the police.
Okay, that's very interesting. Thank you very much. We'll come back to you. Marvelous, I'm sure you heard what Councillor Sinikiwe Mutanda said there about how they are involved in certifying the affidavits for women who have been involved in domestic violence.
Hey, I put you from Councillor Mutanda, but I'm talking about varikuona ivo kunzvimbo kwavari vari kutaura ivo kuti madzimai vari kushungurudzwa mudzimba uwandu hwavo huri kuramba uchikwira uyezve wakakwira panguva yeCOVID-19 lockdown iyo yatakaona ichisimudzwa vhiki rapfuura irori. Let's now take a look at the COVID vaccine programs that are currently underway in South Africa from one of our reporters, VOA.
Senegal received 200,000 doses of the Chinese-made COVID-19 vaccine last week and started vaccinating on Tuesday. Health Minister Abdoulaye Diouf Sarr was the first in line to mark what he called a historic day.
Senegal is one of seven countries among the 54 countries of the African continent to start the vaccination against COVID-19.
Priorities include healthcare workers, people over 60, and those with underlying health conditions. SAR says in addition to the Chinese vaccine, the country is also looking at other possibilities to increase their stock.
The head of state is now finalizing talks with Russia to enable us to soon receive the Sputnik V. During the month of March, Senegal will also receive its first batch of the COVAX initiative.
Senegal is due to receive nearly 1.3 million vaccine doses through the World Health Organization-led COVAX initiative, which deployed a batch of 600,000 in Ghana this week as part of a first wave of coronavirus vaccines being sent to a number of low- and middle-income countries. In Zimbabwe, Vice President Constantino Chiwenga, also the country's health minister, volunteered for the first Chinese-made vaccine as well. Amid reports of public mistrust over vaccine safety, Chiwenga said his ministry had done its homework.
My ministry conducted all scientific processes to ascertain the efficacy of Sinopharm vaccine, which was confirmed to be 79%.
Zimbabwe received 200,000 doses from the Sinopharm vaccine as a donation from the Chinese government. Another 600,000 doses purchased by Zimbabwe are expected to arrive early next week, according to government officials. Vaccine recipient Michael Chidene says he's relieved to have taken the shot, but
taking the jab does not mean I will not be able to, I will not get the disease if I don't practice caution. But I'll be extra cautious, but I'm happy I've taken the jab.
Zimbabwe, like many other African countries, initially recorded low coronavirus numbers in the first months of the pandemic, but subsequently saw cases go up. Mariama Diallo, VOA News.
Thank you, therefore, a reporter chronicling what is happening on the COVID-19 vaccination program in Ghana and Zimbabwe. Asi tinonzwa kuti tine munyarikani wedu ari panhare pari zvino amai Chikowero. Tokuchingamidzai nerufaro pano pachirongwa chedu.
Tinotenda sesimazve.
Ehe, mungatitsananguriro kuti sangano renyu nderipo uyezve zvii zvamuri kuita panguva ino yeCOVID-19 kubatsira nyanya madzimai nevanasikana vechidiki.
Okay, ndiri pano ndakamirira ndingati masangano maviri amamwasha ndopfeka heti dzakati one dzakati o. Asi chekutanga ndiri musangano reRosaria Memorial Trust rinoshandira kwaMurewa. And zvakare ndiri mutauriri wesangano re MTC Educated Girl rinobata riri kuChimanimani. Ndiri zvakare muma organizations are affiliated ne United Nations ana United ana North American and European Caucus at the United Nations.
Zvii zvamuri kuona zviri kusangana nemadzimai nevanasikana vechidiki nyanya kumaruwa kwamataura kwaMurewa nekuChimanimani.
Nyaya zhinji dziri kusangana nemadzimai nevasikana vechidiki ndidzodzo dzambotaurwa dzegender based violence. Nekuti urombo hwakanyanya mumaruwa and vazhinji vacho madzimai nevanasikana vanenge pavanga vakavharirwa neatingati maperpetrators mamwacho eviolence. Then tozoonazve panguva yakavharwa zvikoro pakanga paine huwandu hwevana vakaenda kunorodzwa vachiri vadiki hwakati kukwirei zvakanyanya as well. Because we wedzerawo nenzara.
Maybe just tell us in English, what are some of the challenges that you've seen facing women and young girls in some of the areas where you operate? You said you operate in Murewa and Chimanimani.
Yes, the issues of the, gender-based violence have been rising because we find that victims have been locked under lockdown with their perpetrators, and thereby you find that cases of women being victims have been on the rise, as well as issues of child marriages. They actually went up because girls were locked in homes and at times because of hunger. Some of them were actually ending up getting married as well. So we have seen a rise in cases of child marriages.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Please stay on the line, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, besizwa uNkosikazi Lusindi ongwelike yena olwela amalungelo abesifazana la ichasisa ngenhlelo aziqhubayo endaweni ezithiyeneyo. Sizabuyela njalo kuwe, Councillor Mutanda. You were talking about the gender-based violence and the children, the school children, whom you say mostly some are now pregnant. Ungakufaka nje ngolimi lesiNdebele isifingqo obukhuluma ngakho kwenzela ukuthi laba abangizwa isiNgisi.
Okay, yeah. During this lockdown, So it's like EGPV is in a line, and all mama other men need to sit as we are supposed to be going to show if my chest is uncommon. I don't know which is in Avandan Avangaman Dombazan. So we can go one in the anything, you can a lot of little Mandan as you love our still under end of the day. One of the other issues in the AMA pregnancies, I tell you to have another early marriage. Uthole ukuthi izinga alabantwana abazithole abangamankazana likhuphuke ngokumangalisayo because abantwana besebetshona besezindlini bengayi esikole bengelawo kokwenza and the other thing abantwana abanye abaningi bebetshona bengabantu abasuka besiyadinga into ezinjengamanzi lakhona lokhu amanzi ukuthi njengoba besiphela amanzi njengokulawayo. And the other thing about the corner is that Avantana is going to start changing, so it's like the change, so that end the way you want. So that the thing that we put on our line in the by so doing, by the way, the exposed and then as the engine and then as a good thing on Avant, the other thing, the other thing, the other thing, the other thing, the other So Avantana, Avantana, that's probably the next cut to send a list.
Yebo ke siyabonga, sizabuyela njalo kuwe sesibuza okunye okuphathelane lodaba olusegudwini. Kodwa ke sithathe ke umlaleli wethu ngizwa kuthiwa silo mne wethu unileya. Siyakwamukela ecingweni.
Yebo mama Linda.
Siyaphila ungaphikwe lizwi ngomhlaba.
Hayi, mina ngikubulawayo.
Ah, kuhle. Ye, ungasinika ke umbono wakho ngodaba olusegudwini, nxa ungasitshela nje umbono wakho nge-COVID-19 kumbe okwenzakalayo lapho khona.
Hayi, COVID-19 yiyo elihlupho mama yesesikhathisanelo.
Mhm. Ungathi abantu lokho belandela iziqondiso yini zokwenqabela igcikwane leli? Bayagqoka yini ama-masks, bayasanitize izandla, bayageza. Kumbe abantu hayi sebeyekethisa sokulokho ukwaba kwehliswa izinga lokwenqabela lomkhuhlane lockdown.
hayi abanye bayalandela kodwa hayi abanye nje hayi ba abalandeli ukuthi khona bathathela nje bathathela kathana singakutsho nje ukuthi hayi abantu sikhule khona lapho but uningi abanye bayalandela ngenxa yokuthi nje nxa besiyangena emashop bayakwazi ukuthi kumele bafake amamali.
Hayi kuyezwakala. Hayi sibongele ke ukuthi sixoxe lawe ngamafitshane lapha-ke uhlelo lwe-Live Talk ubelela ngelihle.
Yami ngiyabonga.
Okay, marvelous. There we had our caller, Ms. Nlea from Bulawayo, weighing in on COVID-19. He's saying that but some people are still adhering to the regulations. They are wearing masks, but there are still some who are not doing so. Otherwise, he's also glad of the relaxation of the, you know, lockdown measures because he says people can now go about their business. Over to you.
Thank you so much. Tonight, hello, Mkoma Tatenda. Aha, and this is what I am. That is about to make it that Black Mirror Shakanaka. The gate is okay. Akuna, my ABC Chico Wero. Tunaona kuti vhiki rapfuura ranga riri zuva remadzimai reInternational Day of Women. Zvine zvamakaita imi semunhu anoshandawo nesangano irori reUnited Nations. Pane zvirongo here zvamakamuye nazvo?
Yes, patakanga tine on the highest level takanga tine misangano yatakanga tichiita ne the UN Women pavanga vachicherechedza zuva zuva remadzimai tichikurudzirwa to challenge the status quo and also to dream better. Zvakare takanga tichiremekedza vechidiki vakanga vachiwanikwa vachitungamira zvinhu zvakasiyana siyana. Tinoona kuti musangano irori mune zvipoka UN Women mune zvipoka zvevechidiki vakasangana nana maka vanenge vakupinda mumaforums anonzi Generation Equality vakawanikwa vari kutungamira pazuva racho vachipe mumhemberero idzodzi vachitarisa zviri kusangana nemadzimai zvinosanganisira nyaya yedenda irori reCOVID-19 nekusaenzaniswa kwemukana kwakaburitswa nenyaya yedenda reCOVID-19 vichikurudzira hurumende dzakasiyana siyana kuti dziite step up paintervention uye zvakare mukuwanikwa kwemishonga zvine kuenzaniswa.
Batai zvenyu makadaro timbotora mutereri tozodzoka kwamuri. Hello, Sisi Lucia.
Yes, hello, Marise.
Aiwa, tiri wadi. Atitaurewo kwamuri uye kuti kwakamira sei panyaya yedenda reCOVID-19 parizvino.
Aiwa, rinenge riri kudzikamira zviri nani neku khonawo kwedu kuita social distance plus rudende racho nekudzirirwa kwaraa kuitwa ikoko zvinenge zviri nani nekuti tadzokera tine malevels ataitwa yekuti 1 up to 5 aitam level 1 yekuti munhu wese anenge akuenda kubasa saka aiwa zviri nani.
Ko panyaya yeCOVID-19 vaccination yasvika here kwamuri ikoko zvakamira sei?
Isusu tisiri kuzopedzisira verudende rwedu isusu vanhu hasati tapiwa.
Asi muri kupiwa dzidziso here?
Zvisingaite tinodzidziso.
Aiwa tinotenda Sisi Lucia. Muve nezuva rakanaka.
Mazvitei.
Thank you. So we're hearing there from one of our callers, Lucia, who's saying that she's happy with the way, you know, the COVID-19 situation is going in South Africa. She says with the cases that seem to be going down, people seem to be adhering. And then I asked about the COVID-19 vaccine. So she says she's part of those people that will get the vaccine last because currently they are vaccinating healthcare workers. Over to you.
Yebo ke siyabonga marvelous lapho ke sise umlaleli ke uLucia ikhuluma ke ngokwenzakala khona le South Africa lokuthi lanxa isesekhatshana nje ukuthi ithuba lakhe lifike lokuhlatshwa umjovo lowo we COVID-19 kodwa ke ukhangelele ukuthi kube njalo. And coming back to you, Councillor Sinikiwe Mutanda, you are the chairperson of the health committee at the Bulawayo City Council. At your level, how are you involved in the COVID-19 programs?
Thank you so much. I think right now at the moment, as the chairperson, usually we do participate, especially on the issues of awareness and maybe to look for donations and also to do receive donations from different organizations. And also right now what we're doing is that we are trying to talk to the community, to speak to the community about the vaccination in terms of a situation whereby it's going to cascade down to the people. We are trying to talk to the people, to the community, that they have to trust the doctors and the health department when it comes to those issues. So because of the situation of the social media, people, they tend to listen to social media a lot. So we're trying by all means to give them information that we have from the Ministry of the Health Department.
Yebo, kuyezwakala ungasifakela njalo ngolwimi lesintu ukuthi kuyini kahle likwenzayo njengekomithi ebona ngezempilakahle kudaba lolu lwe-COVID-19.
Engingakutsho yikuthi okwakathi sizabe kugqugquzela umphakathi wonke ingendaba yokuthi nxa uhlelo lokuhlatshwa selufikile bangesali and bengatshoni belalela izinto ezikhulunywa, negative things eziphuma ku-social media, but babe ngabantu abathemba abantu ababaphathele uhlelo lonalelo olokuvasinetha okanye olokuhlatshwa kwama-injection onalawo abuyileyo, okungangokuthi kumele sithembane and umuntu azizwe ekhululekile because asento okuthiwa yi-forcenessa kumbe asento okuthiwa yinto yi-injection okumele uyihlaphe nokufuna kwakho. So esikwenzayo yikwenza nje ama-awareness lokuba sikhuthazwa futhi ukuthi sikwazise ukuthi umkhuhlane lowo awukapheli okwakathesi, usesengumkhuhlane ososekhona okudingakala ukuthi abantu bengayekeli ukulandela imithetho ekhona efakiweyo ukuzivikela kulowo mkhuhlane.
Ye, hayi, amazwi amqoka lawo lesixwayiso esihle. Siyabonga kakhulu, ubambe khonapho ecingweni. Over to you, Marvelous.
Aiwa, apo tangati kunzwa mamwe matanho ari kutorwa pari zvino mukuedza kurwisa denda irori recovid-19. Tikunzwa madzimai ese vari kuya panapa vari kutaura nyaya yekukwira kwekushungurudzwa kwemadzimai epanguva avo vanhu vanga vakaita sei vanga vakavharirwa. Regai timboenda kune umwe munyarikani wedu. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Yes, hello. I can hear you. If you can just tell
us,
as the Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe, what events did you partake during this International Women's Day that was last week? And also, did you plan anything for the future?
Yes, during the commemorations of the International Women's Day, the Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe, we engaged on various online activities and also virtual dialogues with stakeholders, where we also sending a message very clearly. And as you may be aware that in Zimbabwe, we seek to have a vacant of a female vice president. Vice president. So we're advocating during the International Women's Day to advocate for the placement of a female vice president. So it's one of the things that we're also emphasizing and really putting through our communication to the president that he should consider, as it is stipulated in Section 17 and 56 and 80 of the Constitution of Zimbabwe, to say that women, they also have equal opportunities to participate in political life and also in decision-making processes. So we're also commemorating the resilience of women during the COVID-19. So because women suffered quite a lot, and some of them or most of them were resilient to challenge, as the theme rightly stipulate that hashtag I choose to challenge. So we're also celebrating the achievements of women who were resilient enough to challenge all the uncertainties that were caused by the COVID-19, such as domestic violence, such as gender-based violence.
If I may just come in there, I am interested in the issue of the, you know, selection of the VP. What actions have you taken as the Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe to try and get your word across to the president?
Firstly, we also we released the press statement, and also we wrote a letter to the president of Zimbabwe to communicate our position is the Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe. So we are still waiting for response from the president, because as we heard that they are going to sit in the Politburo. That's where they are going to discuss the issue of the placement of a vice president. So our letter is already there with the chief secretary of the president.
Thank you so much. If you may just say a little bit in Shona before I go back to my co-host. Kutijija Murpita Panyaya, ye mutereze, we mchunga miru wenyika.
Kuna vice president agarari kune chikari wemunhu rume takati anchitaiwa ngava chitarisawo kuti munhu kadzi anga achipinda upa chinzvimbo ichocho kuti nesu kuti vanewo munhu anomutauriri anotimirira padanho rekumusoro rinomekwa madecisions anoti affecta isu semadzimai pasi.
Thank you so much, sir. Over to you.
Yes, thank you very much. This is again Apoge, Unkosazan Mananjoge, Owe Women's Coalition, Estelage, Nombono Avo, Uti, Umsegeliga Monga, Meli, Gufanele, Abemois Fazana, Sevetta Mania Teloga Tile, Uti, Begubonex and Zagala, Loco, Sizilian Jalo Lizzy in Shanganiso is in Emalang and Juleozi. Zikuluma umbono ofanayo sesibuya kuwe njalo Councillor Mthanda ungasitshela ke ukuthi khona ngapho ke abesifazana bakhanya belazi yini ilanga leli lokulwela amalungelo abo ukukhona yini okunye wabona bekwenza ngelanga leli elalinanzwa ngele Zimbabwe kumbe hayi nje bona impilo iyaziqhubekela nje bengalandaba lakho.
Abantu besifazane bayalukhumbula nebalinakalela lelo suku. Uhlupho nje yikuthi esikhathini esiningi ilizwi lomuntu wesifazane kalizwakali, alifinyeleli lapho kumele lifinyelele khona. But engingakutsho yikuthi bayakunanzelela and okwakathesi abantu abangomama badinga nje kuphela i-information eyokuthi ifinyelele kunguye wonke umuntu owesifazane okhona. Okungangokuthi maybe engakutsho ngamafitshane yokuthi nathi sinjenjengabokhansila bese sigijimile singabe umama nama-organizations atshiyeneyo ukuthi besifisa ukuthi yelona leli uhlelo olukhona oluthiwayo ephaliyamente abantu besifazane kota system iyehle ibuye nakuma-local government. Okungangokuthi i-position paper yethu sayinika upresident welizwe
Unfortunately, sengiza kuquma umlomo kodwa besizwile kamazwi akho aqakathekileyo owatshiloyo. Sinikwa omunye umlaleli lokugcina Marvelous. Yes, we have a few seconds, Marvelous, to go.
Maybe before, you know, we wrap up, just to mention that we've seen a Zimbabwean star, Anne Mira, pass away. So a lot of people are weighing in. She was on 263, a popular drama in Zimbabwe.
Yes,
so two are being offered from all our Studio 7 our followers, especially on VOA, Shona Samuel, sending in some messages over to you.
Yebo ke sibonile ke untombazana lo ke otshonileyo kwele South Africa ke wakonira owayesinguvimbayi ke kustudio 263 abantu bakhuluma ludaba olusemlonyeni. And marvelous, one of the highlights I heard from Councillor Mtanda was that when the women are cancelling out their court orders against their husband, it's actually the husband who'll be carrying the affidavit to say, no, my wife is saying this case should be cancelled. Anyway, we don't have much to talk about that. Thank you to our guest, Sinikiwe Mutanda. And
it's a nice